Arbrooks' maiden test century and superb performance for West Indies today, putting them in the driver's seat. Shimo, I'm sure you're delighted with this performance.
Yeah, very, very happy. Coming in for my third test match, guys were in a bit of trouble. John and I, this morning, we had a partnership. We also worked out how we were going to score and bowlers we were comfortable against, and it proved vital in terms of getting us past, in terms of getting first innings and then getting 90 runs lead.
You were earmarked for many, many years as from under 19 days as being someone who could go make the transition to international cricket. Finally, you've shown a bit of that. You know, what has it been like over the years, and now coming and proving it on this occasion?
Well, I guess it's a bit of trial and error, playing at the first class level and doing it year in, year out. I've had my downtime, and then being in the West Indies A team, I've learned a lot over the last three seasons. And I guess now it's just to come at this level and continue in that vein in terms of being consistent. Today, good pitch to bat on, I guess, with challenging spinners. Just stuck to the basics, and it came out on top for me today.
Tell us a little bit more about today, the challenge that you had to go through. I mean, even when you reached the 90s, you were in with the tail, so you really had to, you know, to maneuver things cleverly and expertly. Tell us a little bit about today's play and what you thought you learned a lot today.
Well, I guess on my club back home, Spartan, playing on turning pitches, this is not something new to me, but I guess the caliber of bowlers are different. So today was basically about playing the ball under my eyes as much as possible, getting very close there or getting very far from it, as the great Savitan told me when I was 13 years old. So I just applied that today, and it proved vital.
And you talk about your relationship with Sir Everton Weeks. I know he's someone who you look up to. You spend a lot of time with him. You talk to him a lot. Tell us a little bit about that relationship.
Yeah, when I was 13 years old, I remember him having a chat with me, and he was telling me he sees something in me. I just need to keep working hard at my game and never take it for granted. He also told me about one of those players that being very easy on the eye. Guys like myself and other players who normally know their talent to just go through the motions. So it's to keep working hard, and the sky is the limit.
And the team position, fantastic partnership between yourself and John Campbell. Another very good partnership with Dalrych. And then Rakeem Cornwall, wickets and catches. Yourself at short leg getting two, and then Chase, three wickets at the end. You know, overall, the team must be happy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, after the way they started, 50 without loss, but only a lead of 90. But at the end of the day, we always believe that once we got a wicket, you never know what could happen. And it happened today for us. Rakeem being himself, coming in the areas, bowling very, very tight, not giving much. And when he produced the wicket, taking the delivery, the guys took the chances. Russell Chase coming in the end. As the guys say, he's always a second innings man. So he came this evening and he did a job for us. So all in all, credit must go to the team in terms of how we went about business in this game thus far.